It is time for Cinema Chat, a regular Thursday morning feature here on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. And normally sitting to my left would be Russ Collins, but I look to my left and Russ is not there. So I turn my head to the right on the right-hand side of your radio dial. And we have a very special guest this morning. Good morning, Amanda.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Can you introduce yourself to our audience real quickly? Let them know your curriculum vitae and why you're so important that you should be here this morning.
Well, I am Amanda Bynum, and I am the Director of Program Operations at the Historic Michigan Theater in downtown Ann Arbor.
Awesome. So you know a little bit about movies.
I know a couple of things.
All right. Well, we're here today to talk about what's going on this weekend, what's going to come downtown, what's going on in Hollywood. But first, you shot me an email late last night, and I completely agree with. We've got to talk about Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis quits acting.
Yeah.
To me, this is the craziest entertainment story of the week.
Yeah, he's only 60 years old.
Right.
He is considered by many to be the best actor of his generation.
Yes.
And he's an incredibly private person, so I think part of the frustration here is we're not going to likely get more information.
Right. So the statement from his spokeswoman, which I'm going to read in its entirety, is this. Daniel Day-Lewis will no longer be working as an actor. He is immensely grateful to all of his collaborators and audiences over the many years. This is a private decision, and neither he nor his representatives will make any further comment on the subject. The end.
So, you know, he's known for a lot of things. Obviously, the only male leading actor to win three best actor awards,
right,
for in the Oscars for Lincoln, My Left Foot, and There Will Be Blood. He's also one of only three men in total to receive three or more Oscars, mm-hmm, in the history of the Academy Awards. Obviously, his peers recognize him, the critics recognize him, the audiences recognize him, but there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes, too, with Daniel Day-Lewis about how he creates these characters. That is really intriguing to me. It always has been.
Right. He is well known for immersing himself in his character.
Yes.
You know, when he played Christy Brown in My Left Foot, he, who has cerebral palsy, he spent pretty much the entire time in a wheelchair, and, you know, didn't get a lot of assistance. I mean, it's kind of crazy. I mean, he learned how to become a butcher.
Yeah.
For his role in
There Will Be Blood.
Gangs of New York.
Gangs of New York. You're right.
And we were just chatting a moment ago, hence the name, Cinema Chat, that, like, I believe that there is a fine line between, you know, dedicating yourself to your craft and just being bonkers. He walks that line.
And there are people that have actually said he must have some kind of mental disorder in order to commit himself this fully to these characters. I mean, you hear stories about things like on the set of Lincoln, he would be standing at the craft services table eating a bagel, and if you call, he said, Mr. Lewis, he would not acknowledge you. You'd have to address him as Mr. Lincoln. Because he immerses himself so fully in the character. I mean, stories about people throwing water at him and eating prison rations in order to get in the mode of being in prison.
Right, but he'll still stand at the craft services table,
yeah,
and eat a bagel.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
You know, like, and I don't, I mean, you know, who can say, right? I mean, it's all idle speculation. I mean, I'm sure he's doing fairly well for himself financially. So, you know, 60, he's still in the prime of his life, and maybe he's just decided to do other things, but we don't know because,
yep,
of this very short statement from his representative.
And one last movie coming out, actually, mm-hmm, releasing Christmas this year, Phantom Thread. An interesting departure for him. It's not really in the vein of some of the other things he's done. It's a movie about the London couture fashion set in the 1950s. So we'll wait and see about,
right,
this.
It does reunite him with the director of There Will Be Blood, Paul Thomas Anderson.
Go. That's
so,
the connection.
Right,
there.
Exactly. But I mean, I think it's going to draw maybe a bigger crowd than one would think a film set in 1950s London about, you know, couture fashion would,
right,
because it's
maybe
quote
your last
unquote
chance to see him.
Right, Daniel Day-Lewis's last film. But apparently he hasn't gone all the way down this road before. But he did take some time off. I mean, he's always been super selective about his roles.
Yeah, up to 5 years between,
right,
them sometimes.
So maybe he's retiring and then will come out of retirement. Or maybe not. We'll find out.
We'll find out, and you'll hear about it first, I'm sure, here on Cinema Chat. So let's talk about what's continuing downtown, what's coming to our area.
Yeah.
I know you started here with Beatrice at Dinner.
Yes, Beatrice at Dinner. I was able to see this film at Sundance back in January, and I really liked it. It's got two titans just chewing up the scenery on screen. So Salma Hayek plays Beatrice, And she is an immigrant from a poor town in Mexico, and she's working as a health practitioner, you know, massage therapist, kind of healer. And she finds herself at dinner, again, hence the title, with some very fancy people, including Doug Strutt, who is played by John Lithgow.
Ooh, good actor.
He is great in this. You just don't like him. He's super smug. And they meet at this dinner party, and it's intense. Salma Hayek's character is very, she does not like his business practices, and they definitely get into a battle of words, and it's really, really good. And that opens at the Michigan Theater tonight.
Okay, and you have some special screenings too going on still. Marx Brothers, Duck Soup,
yes.
Coming your way.
Yeah, so this is just the second week of our Summer Classic Film Series, and we are showing Duck Soup, which we try to bring back every couple of years. It's definitely a crowd favorite. This is a Marx Brothers film. It's got Margaret Dumont playing her typical role. Her female foil role, and that's playing this Sunday, the 25th at 1:30, and then Tuesday, the 27th at 7 p.m.
And that you mentioned the Summer Classic Film Series. There's info on that on the website.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know that you've got some Hitchcock films coming as well.
Yes,
later this summer.
We are getting ready to really dive deep into our Hitchcock Goes Hollywood sub-series of the Summer Classics Film Series. So we're showing a whole bunch of Hitchcock films, I think, 8 to 10 titles pretty much over the course of 4 or 5 weeks. It's going to be pretty great.
Let's talk for a second about My Cousin Rachel and Paris Can Wait. I know they're continuing, but interesting movies. Kind of a thriller on this first mm-hmm. one, a suspenseful filler, My Cousin Rachel.
Yeah, My Cousin Rachel, it's a young Englishman is plotting revenge against his mysterious, beautiful cousin. But then he finds himself falling under the spell of her charms.
Right, so maybe she did do it, maybe she didn't do it, maybe she's pretending like she didn't to draw him in. We don't know.
Right.
You got to see it to find out.
Got to see it to find out, exactly.
What's this? I love Diane Lane and Alec Baldwin. Paris Can
me
Wait.
Me too. So Diane Lane plays Anne, and she's at a crossroads in her life. She's married to this driven but inattentive movie producer, Alec Baldwin, of course. And suddenly she finds herself taking an unexpected trip from Cannes to Paris with a business associate of her husband, and it's sort of that... I'm going to say that typical, you know, 48-hour time span road trip. You know,
it's almost Woody Allen-esque.
Right, exactly.
Very
exactly.
New Yorker.
Yep, yep.
And then Churchill.
Yeah, Churchill is sticking around, too. You know, this film's getting mixed reviews, but we find that our audiences are really liking it. Brian Cox plays Winston Churchill, and it's the days leading up to the D-Day landings.
Right. Just celebrated the 73rd anniversary there.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. And it stars John Slattery as Eisenhower, which is, to me, very inspired casting. And then Miranda Richardson appears as Churchill's wife.
And a lot of the story is about Clementine and mm-hmm. the work that she did to try and keep Winston moving forward through
yes.
a very difficult time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, big one opening this weekend at the multiplex.
Yes. So
the 87th Transformers
yes,
movie, I think.
Yes, Transformers, The Last Night. The movie kind of pre-opened on Tuesday,
okay.
and the last numbers that I checked showed that it had earned $55 million just on Tuesday screenings.
Mm.
So this is poised to be a pretty big earner for
the
summer.
So is this being hailed as a little better than the last couple outings with Transformers?
Man, I couldn't tell you.
I don't know how it
care.
Could be worse.
I'm probably supposed to say nice things about all movies, but man, I don't care about the Transformers movies.
I'm probably going to get stuck seeing that with my boys, I'm sure.
Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you, Amanda, for
You're
sitting
welcome.
In for Russ this weekend. Always love having you here.
Thanks.
And it was Cinema Chat, heard exclusively on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.